Hey, what's up? This is Leo here for actualize.org. And right now, since I'm standing in this deep chasm, I want to talk about the chasm of your subconscious mind and how you can structure the things that you're trying to master, the skill sets that you're trying to master in your life and all the areas in your life that you're trying to master. How to take that and delegate it from your conscious mind into your subconscious mind so you get much better results and you're much less stressed about it. All right, so what am I really talking about here? I've been thinking a lot lately about this topic of the subconscious mind, and I've been contemplating and meditating on this idea that in fact I do have a subconscious mind and also a conscious mind, and that the two work in tandem. But as I thought more and more about this, I started to realize that there's really an illusion at play here, and the illusion is that everything that we do is very conscious and is self-directed and is willed, right? When in fact, most of the stuff that happens in your life, most of the stuff that you are the cause of, is really stemming from your subconscious, which has been programmed and conditioned through years and years of repetition and experience, right? And it's that repetition that is the mechanism by which you get stuff from the conscious to the subconscious. And this is a very brute force type of process. There's not much thinking that needs to go into it. Really, anything that you repeat over and over and over again will bubble down from your conscious into your subconscious, and then will become habitual, become instinctual, become easy for you. The reason I also started thinking about this is because I was thinking about my public speaking skills. Right now I'm trying to work on that, trying to get it honed down, trying to work on my vocal tonality, try to make sure that when I'm talking without any filler material, like words like ums and ands and you knows and kind ofs. And so I've been working a lot on that, and I've been doing that by going through to Toastmasters. And as I'm doing that every week, I'm slowly seeing that my skills are improving and improving and improving. And what I'm also noticing is that there's like a baseline level of stuff that I do when I speak that's just there. And this is the stuff that's stemming from the subconscious. So for example, the hand gestures that I tend to use, the types of language that I try to use, certain expressions, my vocal tonality, the emotion that I put into things, just the way I even stand and carry myself, the way I move around stage, the types of things that I like to talk about. A lot of these are subconscious. So this is like the base of my public speaking skills. So if someone just calls me up at random to go and speak, I don't have a lot of time to prepare, there's gonna be that baseline level. On top of that though, there's that extra conscious level. This is the intent that you have. So when you're going up to speak, this is the stuff that you wanna be working on or the stuff that you wanna get across. So maybe when you're speaking, you wanna make sure that this time as you're giving your speech, you're using a lot of different vocal tonality, right? You have pauses, you have quiet expressions, you have loud expressions, you have emotions. Maybe that's something you're working on. And so you bring that conscious intention into the delivery of your speech. But the thing that I've noticed is I've been putting a lot of emphasis on this idea that everything I do is really conscious and that I'm putting a lot of effort into it. So it's like, if I don't get it done, it won't get done. That kind of thinking, right? So I'll prepare a lot for the speech. When I go up there, I have all these different points in my mind that I want to hit, things that I want to work on. So I want to work on the vocal tonality, and then I want to also work on my body language, and then I also want to work on moving across stage, and then I also work on the content that I'm delivering. So all these different things, and then what it tends to do is it tends to make your mind go a little crazy because your conscious mind can only handle so much. And what I found with public speaking is that what you gotta do, and getting good at something like public speaking, is really a process of bringing conscious ideas down into the subconscious. That's how you get good at it, and you do that by repetition. So maybe you go out and you give 10 speeches in a row, and all those 10 speeches focus on vocal tonality. As you do that, what's gonna happen is you're gonna put a lot of intention into your vocal tonality. You're gonna actually be monitoring. As you're speaking, you're gonna be thinking to yourself, oh, I use such a tone there, I use such a tone here. After the speech, you're gonna be analyzing, you're gonna do all this conscious analysis. And as you do that, as you think about it, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, what's gonna happen is you're gonna start to ingrain and internalize that stuff. So that 10 weeks later, after you give 10 speeches, if you're giving one per week, what's gonna happen is you're just gonna come up on stage, and all of a sudden, naturally, you're gonna start to get the tonality correct. Because what's happened is you don't need to consciously think about it anymore. It's bubbled down. You've just repeated it so much. Now, this is an example with public speaking, but I think this applies to almost any skill or any part of your life that you want to master, whether it's the gym or your career or a business that you're starting or anything else. So what is the trick here? The trick is, I think, and the point that I'm trying to make is that it's okay to delegate stuff to your subconscious. You don't need to think that you hold everything up in here. You have ideas of where you want to go. These are your conscious intentions. These are maybe your goals, your visions for yourself. That's great. But then also have trust that ultimately stuff is going to bubble down. And of course, it's not just going to bubble down automatically. It's only going to bubble down if you repeat it. It's repetition. That's the mechanism of how to get stuff from your conscious into your subconscious. Now this can be, it's such a simple point, right? There's not much to it, but a lot of people, I think, overlook this. I have a tendency to overlook this as well. Anything that you want to get good at, what I've discovered from thinking about this is repetition, repetition, repetition. Anything you want to get good at, ask yourself, am I doing it repeatedly? Am I doing it every single day? Am I doing it every single week? Am I doing it every single month? Right? Depending on what it is, there might be a different amount of repetition that you need to do. But it's just like memory. If you want to memorize something, you got to drill it into your head again and again and again and again, and eventually it will become unconsciously easy to recall. And at that point, you have no problem, right? It's like your phone number, you just know it. Your phone number is in your subconscious. It's not in your conscious mind anymore. Or like the multiplication table, if I ask you, what's 2 times 10? You know what it is. You're not doing some sort of mental arithmetic. You're not calculating anything. You're not doing any kind of proof. It doesn't even have to be true. You were just drilled in grade school that 2 times 10 is 20, and you just know it, right? And you know that 7 times 7 is 49. It's just been drilled into you. But what is 13 times 13? You don't know, probably, because we've only been drilled 10 up to 12 times 12, right? So this is an example of the power of your unconscious mind. And the epiphany that I really had is that everything that I want to be good at, like I want to be good at public speaking, I want to be more confident, I want to be a better socializer in social situations that are not necessarily business related. I want to be better at coaching. I want to be better at shooting these videos. All of this stuff, I realized that if I want to get really good at it, if I want to master it, I just have to make sure that I'm repeating it over and over again on a consistent basis. And if I'm doing that, then I can take the pressure off of myself and say, okay, great, I'm doing it. I just trust that it'll get bubbled down into unconscious, because it will. If you do something long enough, it will happen. On the other hand, if you're not doing these repetitious types of practices with whatever you're trying to get good at, then you're going to struggle, because what's going to happen is you're going to try to keep that stuff in your conscious mind, and that's not going to give you the performance that you want, right? Think about an athlete. Think about like an Olympic athlete. It's sometimes awe-inspiring to look at them, right? Maybe you look at a world-class football player or baseball player or a world-class gymnast or like a tennis player or an Olympic lifter, you know, any one of these, or like a snowboarder. You look at them and you see the kind of ability that they have. What's interesting is that ability is so amazing to us as laymen, because we don't do it. We don't have that ability to do some sort of quadruple backflip off some half pipe on with a wooden board screwed to our feet, right? If we're snowboarders, we can't do that. But on the other hand, these people that have practiced this consistently over and over and over again are able to do it. And not only that, but they're able to do it effortlessly. And in fact, they're best at executing that stuff when they're in the flow and they're completely in the moment and they're not thinking about it. And if they start thinking about it, their performance actually decreases. That's why a lot of times athletes stress this importance of getting in the flow, getting in the zone. Well, how does this work? It works, again, because it's drilled into their subconscious. And the way that they do that is through massive, massive repetition. And if you know anything about how athletes become world class, or how, you know, how Olympic gymnasts train, or how snowboarders train, or how world class tennis champions train, it's like, it's insane the drills that they go through. They just drill again and again and again and again. They drill thousands upon thousands of times until their mind just relents. And it's no longer conscious, it's all subconscious, it all bubbles down, and it's so automatic, so instinctual, so effortless for them that they're able to go out there, they're executing, they're having fun doing it because they're not struggling with it consciously, and they're also getting this amazing performance that's top class. So I think that this principle of just drilling and repetition can be applied to ordinary life. Most of us are not Olympic athletes, and we don't care to be, but we want to be better in our business, we want to be better in our career, we want to be better in our fitness, whatever it is, right? You probably have some skills that you're working on, maybe public speaking or whatever. And the trick there is to start thinking about delegating to your unconscious mind. And be grateful for the fact that most of the stuff that's happening right now in your body is being handled for you. I mean, how freaking cool is that, right? Like right now I'm standing here, my heart is beating, my lungs are pumping in oxygen while I'm talking to you, delivering this content. I'm delivering the content on the fly. I haven't prepared any of this stuff, so it's just coming out. My hands are moving, my body is balanced, and my body knows how to balance itself so I don't fall down. At one point, all of this stuff was really tricky, right? When I was a couple of years old, I couldn't do that. I couldn't walk, I couldn't stand, I couldn't balance, I couldn't talk. The language that I'm spouting at you right now, I didn't understand. And now all of that is just completely effortless. And where is it all coming from? It's all coming from the subconscious. And it's pretty interesting. When you think about this stuff, it can get a little bit spooky because you start to realize just how little of yourself and your behaviors and your life you actually control. A lot of it is, so much of it is delegated. You're like the CEO of this massive organization of trillions of cells that are in your body doing all this stuff. And it's, on one hand, it's kind of spooky that all this stuff is happening without your attention being put on it. On the other hand, it's kind of cool because it gives you the freedom to now take that conscious awareness and focus it on the stuff that you really want to focus it on. And I think that's the trick to being successful in life also, and being really good at personal development, is figuring out where are you going to put that conscious focus that you've got, those resources that you have. Where are you going to put those? Are you going to spend that on worrying about potential problems? Are you going to spend that on fear? Are you going to spend that on anxiety? Are you going to spend that on gossip that's going on around in the office? Are you going to spend it on that kind of frivolous, shallow, pointless, negative kind of thoughts? Or are you going to focus that on creativity and basically creating the kind of life that you want, on improving your fitness or your business or your career or whatever it is that you want to improve, and focusing on that and feeding your mind with valuable information that it can use to then produce the kind of results that you want? And ultimately, when you do it enough, it all bubbles down to the subconscious and you become awesome. And that's something that like nobody can come take away from you, because the conscious stuff, you know, if you're nervous, if you're scared, that stuff will just like, That's something that when you're performing, if you're trying to keep a couple of points in your mind, there's only a couple you can keep in there. You can't give a good performance when you're trying to keep it all in there consciously. But if you train and train and train and train, you can go out there and effortlessly give an amazing performance unconsciously, be in the flow, enjoy it, and people are going to be really satisfied with the kind of results that you deliver. Anyways, that's it. This is the topic of how to delegate from your conscious to the subconscious. So trust that delegation process will happen if you use repetition to drill it into your mind.